Conservatives slam DOJ sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden, two-tier justice system. By Nick Gilbertson on June 20, 2023. Conservatives blasted the sweetheart plea deal federal prosecutors have given to Hunter Biden, where he will plead guilty to two counts of willful failure to pay federal income tax and enter a pretrial diversion program for a firearm offense. The deal indicates that Hunter Biden will not face prison time, as Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak noted. Former President Donald Trump likened the punishment to a traffic ticket in a Truth Social post this morning. Wow. The corrupt Biden DOJ just cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Our system is broken. He wrote in a Truth Social post. The deal comes exactly a week after Trump was arraigned on 37 counts relating to classified documents he allegedly took to Mar-a-Lago at the end of his presidency. If convicted on all counts and a judge imposes the maximum sentence for each count consecutively, he could face 400 years in prison, Polak reported. The 45th president's son, Donald Trump Jr., also weighed in, tweeting that the deal reeks of favoritism and brazenly reveals a system where there are two tiers of justice. If you are a Republican, Biden's DOJ will throw the book at you and try to put you in prison for 100 years. But if you happen to have the right last name like Hunter, they will protect you and treat you with kid gloves, he added. Tom Fitton, president of the watchdog group Judicial Watch, tweeted that the sweetheart plea deal is an in-your-face show of contempt for the rule of law. He asserted that it avoids prosecutions tied to foreign bribery and Joe. Dr. Sebastian Gorka agreed with Fitton that it is a sweetheart plea deal from his daddy's DOJ and IRS. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy contended the deal is a feigned retreat and reveals they're even more scared than ever of scrutiny for the real crimes. Conservative social media influencer Rogan O'Hanley quipped, "Boy, it sure pays to have your daddy in the Oval Office." Businessman Bernie Moreno, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, suggested any other American would receive a harsher punishment on the same charges. Instead of receiving the punishment any other American would receive, he gets a slap on the wrist, Moreno wrote. America gets another slap on the face as they see a two-tier justice system. Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., who has endorsed Moreno, also asserted the deal signals a disgraceful, double standard of the law. Senator Tom Cotton, R.R., shared the same sentiment, tweeting that if anyone without the Biden last name engaged in even a fraction of Hunter's misconduct, they'd face real consequences. Journalist Jack Posobiec noted news of the deal comes the same day Trump's trial date has been fast-tracked in the classified documents case. GOP lawmakers like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Senators Josh Hawley, R.M.O., and Rick Scott, R.F.L., pointed to what they see as disparities in how Biden's DOJ handled this case versus how it is pursuing charges against Trump, the leading GOP presidential candidate. So Hunter Biden gets a special plea deal, slap on the wrist. Probably won't do a day of time, while DOJ charges Trump as a spy and tries to put him in prison forever, Hawley tweeted. Two standards of justice. A slap on the wrist for Hunter Biden while the big guy continues to hunt down his top political opponent, Scott wrote in a tweet. This doesn't show equal justice. It's a mockery of our legal system by a family that has no respect for our laws. Watch, Marsha Blackburn, Trump indictment exposes two-tier justice system.